This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Let me defend Kingsley Suamataia for just a little bit. Some of this, I feel, has been created by the Kansas City Chiefs. I remember when the Chiefs first drafted Felix Onyedike Uzomah. There has very rarely been any pressure on Felix, any conversation, and there has been no sense of disappointment that he has been one of the bigger first-round busts that they have had in their franchise's history. Local kid, went to K-State, went to Lee Summit. The draft was here in Kansas City, and the belief when he first got drafted was this is the redshirt year. So it kind of disarmed you a little bit because you were able to set your expectations for the future, and it would appear based on this injury, based on how the first 3 years of his career is gone, maybe that future is never going to happen in Kansas City. But back to Kingsley Suamataia. It is impossible to me to remove that part of the feeling about Kingsley Suamataia is wrapped up in how he got treated last year. They treated him like he was the guy. There was never a competition at left tackle in June, July, and August. The Chiefs signified to all of us that they felt they had this position figured out. If you go spend a second round pick on a player that is from Andy Reid's alma mater, and it is in Veach we trust, and the Chiefs get the benefit of the doubt in every single conversation, and that's earned based on how they perform. The Chiefs gave you every reason to believe that they had their left tackle until they started playing games. And then they started playing games. And in the middle of game number two, they yanked Kingsley Suamataia, and that's when the criticism really started. That if the conversation around Kingsley would have been similar to the one that we had about Felix since day one, I don't know if he would be as polarizing as he feels to me. If you look at the numbers, I certainly get it. I'm not telling you that you need to believe in Kingsley. I'm not entirely sure if I believe in Kingsley. But one of the reasons that I think we're all hard on him is we saw the Chiefs give up on him last year, and they rarely give up on people as quickly as they gave up on him. They gave Kadarius Toney all the chances in the world. They still give Sky more opportunities. I have never seen them yank an opportunity away from a guy that they like as quickly as they did with Kingsley. The only other player I can think of them treating like this was Carson Steele, and it made sense. He was an undrafted running back. Yeah, you can be kind of hard on him a little bit. You don't have anything invested. This was a second-round pick that they sat down in the middle of game two and basically never gave him another chance at that position for the remainder of the year as the Chiefs were scrambling to try to figure out that position. Part of that was filled by they didn't have the right answer. So this year, as we're getting things going, and there's just not a lot of storylines right now. It's only so excited you can be about Robert Tonyan, you know? I mean, Robert Tonyan's their third tight end. You guys were smart. You know that he doesn't really factor in. It's just something to make you feel good in August until we get to the games that really matter. Kingsley matters. In fact, he is one of the more important players on their team. He is one of the more interesting storylines on the team. It's very hit or miss right now. He played 10 snaps this weekend. I'm going to give you the numbers from Pro Football Focus. He was their highest graded offensive player, 86.8. He was their lowest graded pass blocker, and it wasn't close. He got a 28.4 when it came to pass rush grade. No other player on their team got below a 72, but he was their top graded run blocker at 89.2. Will Campbell gave this quote. He plays for the New England Patriots. He was a very talented tight end, offensive lineman out of LSU. He said, as a defensive player, if you make one play a game, they put you in the Hall of Fame. As an offensive lineman, if you give up one play a game, then you are working at Amazon. And that really put things into perspective. As an offensive lineman, you are not allowed to fail ever. And if you fail, the consequences of your failure are pretty drastic. I've told you guys this. I think Kingsley right now is the only player that they have on the hot seat. There is not a single other player on their entire roster that is on the hot seat. Not a quarterback, not a running back, not a wide receiver, not a tight end, not on any of the other offensive line positions. Nobody on defense. There is nobody currently that is in danger of losing their job other than Kingsley, because he is the only player that they have an immediate replacement for if it doesn't work. Kingsley will not be given 4 or 5 weeks to figure this thing out. He needs to figure it out immediately. And if he doesn't figure it out immediately, he will be doing like me and you. He will be watching the Chiefs from the sideline or in the stands. That's how important this is. A 28.4 when it comes to pass blocking. I mean, a 28.4 in the regular season means Pat gets hurt. That's what it means. So yeah, the 10 snaps, okay. But right now, I think you have, I don't want to say it's a problem because it's a very limited sample size. But if you are looking for something to look at, something to watch in the early part of the season, there's one player that you are looking for, and it's him. They're not getting rid of Josh Simmons. He's a first-round pick at left tackle. They love him. He will be given every opportunity to succeed and fail. There's one player on their team that will not be given those opportunities, and it's Kingsley. So let's see how it goes. Again, I'm not here to tell you that it's going to be great. I'm not here to tell you that it's bad. They've played a handful of preseason snaps. But if you look at the teams that they are going up against in terms of pass rush, you're going up against the Chargers. You're going up against the Eagles in that defensive line, maybe the best in the National Football League. You're going up against the Giants that have spent a lot of resources the last couple of years to have a dominant pass rush. You're going up against the Baltimore Ravens. That offensive line, and more specifically, Kingsley Suamataia, is going to be tested from the very, very beginning of the season. And I'm telling you right now, he is the first one who could potentially be voted off the island. He can be the weakest link. And they are not going to have the patience for him the way that they are going to have with Josh Simmons. You ain't Josh Simmons. This is a team right now that doesn't have a lot of storylines because their roster's set. They're good. We all think they're winning their division. They're going to be right there in the mix with Baltimore, Buffalo to win another Super Bowl, to go to another Super Bowl. The biggest storyline, and I don't really think that it's close, is Kingsley Suamataia's development and what does that look like for the 2025 season.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.